Hey, this is the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. I just wanted to jump in here and introduce what I'm going to share with you. I have a regular meditation practice, as if you've listened to this show, you know this. And what often happens is it is my source of creativity. It is my source of sanity. It is my source of clarity. It is my source of a lot of things. And sometimes I am daring, some might say ridiculous or stupid or wild and crazy. But I meditation the other day, I hit record after my meditation and came up with the following. So I will share with you how I get my clarity. This is like the real thing. This is really kind of just meant for myself, but I will bring you into the insights into this sort of three-step method I'm learning in a Mind Valley course I'm taking. Really like it, and it's really powerful, and it's really helping me. And I hope you get something from this and also learn something from my experience with it. This is the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. I'm here every week. Hope you will be too. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Hey, good morning. It's early morning. It's dark out. It's even foggy. Kind of reminds me of San Francisco. And I wanted to quickly go over the meditation session I just had. It's either called the three scenes technique or mental rehearsal, probably and. It's called that and that. And the way this was taught was you're looking straight ahead. This is meditation, eyes closed. Looking straight ahead, that's the present. Then 15 degrees to the left, and that is the first step in the action. And then 15 more degrees to the left, and that is the final result. And the fun part about that present situation is that he says, this is Vishen, who says, Vishen Lakhani, is that his name? Is that he says, exaggerate the present. And so he talked about a kid or a man drinking Coca-Cola. And he, you know, was showering in the Coca-Cola and drinking, you know, exorbitant amounts of Coca-Cola. And he was obese and exploding with Coca-Cola. And then in the next scene to the left, 15 degrees to the left, now he was drinking 2 or 3 liters a day. Now he's drinking 1 liter a day. And then 15 degrees further to the left, and now he's no longer drinking Coca-Cola. And he's healthy and he's drinking sparkling water. So that was his example. Where this is relevant for me is, or what I used it for this morning was, since this began, since I have done this, the Ultramind with Vishen Lakhani, I got to get his last name right, in Mind Valley, a 28-day meditation. I call it a challenge. I love it. I don't know what they call it, a program or something. But since it began, I feel either I'm more aware and I hear sort of a ringing, buzzing in my ears. And it's not bad. It's just I feel like my ears are more open and I'm hearing more. However, I also feel like I'm hearing what I don't really want to hear. It's just like a noise. And so if I'm doing this three scene technique, in the first scene, if I'm going to exaggerate, then it's really loud. It's like sirens of ambulances and a din, an excessive loud noise that just keeps going. And it's like this background noise, but you know, you're covering your ears because it's so bad. And I also very visually see the waves, the frequency waves, like I'm in a swimming pool, although it's yucky, right? It's bad. It's like a cesspool. And I'm in the middle of it. And so I'm kind of underwater, right, in that pool. I am trapped in these waves of noise and yuck. And it's almost like so many people are calling out to me that I can't clearly distinguish who is saying what or who is asking what, or maybe people need for help and I can't give it because it's all such a mumble jumble of noise. So that would be the exaggerated step one. I'm in like a cesspool. I mean, it's nasty, right? I see this. It's like a that plastic soup in the ocean, and I'm swimming in it, but I'm underwater. It's clear that my head and my ears, my eyes, like, so I can't see clearly either. I can't hear clearly, and as long as I'm swimming in this junk, this is what I'm gonna hear. So it's terrible, and it's sirens, and it's awful. So 15 degrees to the left. Funny, I just moved my head 15 degrees to the left. And all I need to do, he talks about taking a very simple step. All I need to do, I have this IKEA step stool. And I take one step up onto the step stool. And then, if I'm gonna go totally nutso, there's only two steps. Then I step up to the higher one. Right, and this is, I don't know, maybe knee height. And so now I am higher. And yet now, guess what? My head is above water. So all it took was one step on this step stool, and I am out of the water. I'm out of the cesspool of noise and that frequency. And remember, I'm not really seeing it as water. I see it like, when you talk about radio waves, or there are different wavelengths at certain levels, and you often see it like in a chart. Well, this chart for me is these wavelengths, and I'm in the cesspool of wavelengths, and I need to get above it. So what's beautiful about getting above, out of the water, my head is above, is that not only is the noise from below less strong, but up above, I can hear different noises. I can hear voices. I can see more clearly. I can see inside of someone's body to see maybe what's wrong with them, some medical condition they have that I can then see or feel. And again, we're talking wavelengths. It's not just seeing, it's not just hearing, could be feeling, could be a vibration, could be a frequency. I don't know if it's higher or it's lower, but I'm in a whole different atmosphere, right? If you think back to the water, I'm not just in the water, now I'm in the air, if we're going to continue with the water and the air. And it's that clear of a difference. Back below, I'm in the muffled din of underwater. You know, when like a, I mean, dolphins and whales, they seem to communicate just fine underwater, but we humans, we can't talk underwater. It's like Charlie Brown's, teacher. Wah, 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 wah. So I'm now above that with one step. And look how easy that was. One, two steps on the IKEA step stool, which I'm looking at right now in the darkness. And I already, not only do I hear less of what's the mumble jumble from below, but I can hear and feel and see clearly what's at this level, but also even more important, what's above. So these higher levels above are so much more clear and, and more important and powerful and fun and funny, and how I can help others, how I can help myself, what my book titles are going to be, how I can help one person individually, and what is their problem, and let's pinpoint it and let's solve it. So we just went one step. We just went to 15 degrees to the left. Whew. 15 more, and it's clear. I'm going to turn my head to the left. 15 degrees more. We have now solved the problem. So remember, the Coca-Cola guy is no longer drinking Coca-Cola. I am now out of the din of the water completely. I am above it. And I'm also above that middle ground between the water and the air. And I am in yet another atmosphere, another level where things are extremely clear. And I can now see and hear and feel even more powerfully than I ever imagined I could. I can hear like a dog, see with my mind's eye, and feel as if there were no space and time. Wow. Those three just came to me. So if we say that today I'm not there yet, and yet I can describe what that is, what it feels like, what it sounds like, what it looks like, without even being there yet, then I can get there. This is why I turn on record early in the morning in the darkness, looking outside into the fog this morning, and talk through what just happened in my meditation. Did you catch all that? Three scenes: present, one tiny step forward, and then a glorious celebration, a beautiful victory. And my celebration target in the past 30 seconds just went so far above what I had even imagined when I sat down here to record this. So think what it's going to do over the 3 days or so that I work through this. And this was sort of an explanation of, 20 minutes from Vishan. So imagine as I practice this and use this for other. This was one thing. This was this get above the noise, get to the clarity of truly helping others with my natural superpowers. My supernatural powers. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, me. I hope you enjoyed this. I had started out this as a diary note, as a note just for me. However, I hope that you can take this away, this little three-step technique where you could solve what, dare I say, anything. One, two, three. Thanks for listening. I will see you and hear you and feel you next week.